The Bible talks about no worldly people will inherit the kingdom of God. James chapter 4, verse 4. Friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. That word friendship means you're fond of. If you're fond of the things of the world, you're an enemy of God. Let's talk about this church. King's Cross Church in Sarasota or Bradenton, Florida. We just had the pastor and a couple of men come out and talk to us. Let's look at the fruit. Jesus said in Matthew 7, you know a tree by its fruit. Let's look at the fruit of this corrupt church. Their pastor came out and lied and said this wasn't a Christmas service. We have right on their website, it's called a Christmas candlelight service. So we already have a lying pastor. Then he didn't know what the gospel was. He said the gospel is believe and repent. He did not even mention being born again. One of the other men had to say it. But we find out they don't even repent. They haven't come out of the world. They haven't come out of sports and politics and entertainment and feminization and pagan holidays and man-made religion. So we have a church with a faulty gospel, a church that's worldly, a church with a lying pastor, a church that keeps pagan holidays, a church that twists and adds to the Word of God and takes away from the Word of God. Why, oh why, would we mark and avoid and put them on the internet? Well, one, we want them to repent to the saving of their souls, lest they repent, they have no hope of eternal life to come. And also, we want to market for our neighbors. We don't want our neighbors to be deceived by these wolves and charlatans and false teachers. We want our neighbors to know. And when in the weeks ahead, when you Google this church, our testing will come up to mark and warn. Romans 16, 17. I beseech you, brethren, those who teach doctrine that is contrary to what you have learned, mark and avoid them. They cause division against sound doctrine. That's what we want to warn about today, neighbors. That's what we want to tell people. Look out for wolves and hirelings. Sheep. I should say wolves in sheep's clothing, looking to devour the sheep of God. Now, there may be somebody in their body. There may be somebody in their body that is actually a biblical believer. But that actually is very rare. If you're a biblical believer, you leave these false places and you seek the kingdom of God in spirit. And in truth, you leave hirelings and false pastors. So we'll get back to this. So this King's Cross Church. King's Cross Church with the pastor who lies and says this isn't a Christmas service, who doesn't have the biblical gospel, who came out and did not tell the truth. Folks, you're being deceived by the culture or man-made religion. We love you enough to tell you the truth. You can't just practice religious services and walk through this world without seeking Christ in spirit and truth with all that you are. Lest you seek him in spirit and truth, you have no hope. Like the people of this false church that we're preaching on a public sidewalk outside of, they have no hope of eternal life to come. Why? They add to the word of God and they take away. They'll get the plagues added to them. And they'll get their name taken out of the book of life. That's what the Bible says in the book of Revelation. They practice man-made traditions, Christmas, Good Friday, Easter, that are lies made up by the Roman Catholics. These are lies made up by the Roman Catholics, and they practice them. That proves that they do not walk in spirit and truth. King's Cross Church walks in lies and false traditions. But Jesus said, worship me in God. The Father, Jesus is God. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Are you worshiping God in spirit and truth? Or are you worshiping in false ways and man-made religion? Let's get back to the false King's Cross Church. Jesus is not that baby in the manger anymore. Jesus is an angry God that's coming to judge in fire. 2 Thessalonians 1 says he's coming in flaming fire.
Merry Christmas.
There is no Christmas, sir. It's demonic. It's not of God. Christmas is invented by the Roman Catholics. Really? What Bible verse teaches me to celebrate Christmas? I'll wait. I'm waiting. What Bible verse teaches me to celebrate Christmas? I'm waiting. No Bible verse. That's what I thought. Another person that's making up the things of God. They're adding to the worship of God, much like the false pastor at King's Cross Church. King's Cross Church does not have the truth of God. Let's talk about John 17. John 17 says, "Thy word is truth, and you're sanctified by the truth." Folks, you don't have the truth. King's Cross doesn't have the truth. You can't be sanctified unless you have the truth. Test yourself, neighbor. Back to Kingsway Church. We got another guy here that's silly and laughing and making fun of the things of God. It's fun. It's frivolity. It's fleshly. But you see, what's not fun and fleshly is the truth of God's word. God's word cuts like a knife. God's word, Brother Zelos, do not give him a second of time. Mocker City. Turn away. Do not even talk to him. He's laughing about the things of God, brother. Don't give him a second. Don't give him a second. Focus on people walking by. They try to go after all types of people. Don't give him a second, brother. Don't give him a second. Nope. Send him off, brother. Turn the other way. Preach the other way. Walk away, sir. We're here to preach the truth. King's Cross Church does not preach the truth. King's Cross Church is full of men that lie. King's Cross Church is full of men that come and laugh. King's Cross Church is full of mockers so far that I've seen. And our testing is going to show that, folks. And don't worry. Don't worry, lying hireling pastor. When your service starts, we're not going to interrupt your service. We're going to let you keep your false worship of man. But until then, we're going to preach on this public sidewalk. Until then, we're going to tell the truth. Until then, we're going to warn people about false man-made religion that cannot save anyone. Because the truth is not in you, as I just preached. John 17:17, thy word is truth, and you are sanctified by the truth. If you don't have the truth, you're not sanctified by it. You're a worldly, man-made, carnal, false invention of Roman Catholicism, evangelicalism, and man. So that's what we're saying to you today here, folks. We love our neighbor enough to go and preach the truth. We're going to mark and warn you about your sin on the internet, and we're going to warn neighbors. Romans 16:17. Look up our testing. It'll be on the internet. Romans 16:17. Mark and avoid those who teach counter to sound doctrine, and avoid them. You got to avoid the worship, false worship of God. You got to avoid these wicked men, wolves in sheep's clothing. You got to avoid all the false teaching that's going to go on. You got to walk in spirit and truth. You got to keep the commandments of God. You've got to walk the way God called us to walk. In purity, in holiness, in righteousness, in goodness. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, long-suffering.
Where on the website?
Brother, don't even give him a second. He's been marked already. Don't even give him a second.
Go back and read, sir.
Yeah, don't even talk to him, brother. Just focus. Walk down the street, brother. Go walk down the street. Go walk down the street. Go, yeah, don't address my wife. Don't address my wife. I'm not addressing your women. Don't address my wife, you wicked hirelings. You guys are going to look terrible on the internet. You are going to look terrible on the internet. Do not touch my sign.
Do not put it in my face.
I will put it between you and me because you're trying to get in my face.
You're welcome to do that, but you do not put it in my face.
I will put it in your face as you're trying to get to me and my wife. Tell your wicked man to back down. He's on body cam. He's on video. You guys are going to look terrible.
You will not put it in my face.
We don't mind.
Look at you. Good. Then just stand right there. Yeah. Don't try to get at me, my wife, or my brother and sister.
No,
we don't want
to
talk to you.
On your website.
We don't want to talk to you.
You're talking to us. You're talking to us?
Nope. We don't want to talk to you.
You don't want to talk
so
to
we
you.
Love our neighbor enough to tell the truth today. King's Cross Church. Wicked, corrupt men that come and lie. Oh, this isn't a candlelight service, as it says on their website. Candlelight Christmas service. Wicked, false men. And I'm on a public sidewalk, by the way. I have every right to be here. People that are listening, they'll look up the testing of this false church. In the weeks to come, when you look up King's Cross Church, our testing will come up with your lying pastor, with your false gospel, with all the corruption and all the sin and all the worldliness. See, the problem is, men like this are fleshly. They can't take no for an answer. We don't want to talk to them. They can't just walk away. We don't want
to
talk to them. They can't just walk away. We're not bothering anybody. Walk away. Go away. They cannot just go away.
You think
they're going to look so foolish on the internet?
I somehow lied to you.
They can't even just walk away.
And so
next thing you know, the police will show up, and our video will show we're not bothering anyone.
I'm just walking here, guys.
Good. Go ahead and walk. We're not bothering anyone. Ignore them. Don't go. Don't talk to my sister either. Don't you dare approach our women, you wolf. You wicked man, I haven't approached one of your women. Even though you're feminized and they need a rebuke, but the website will do that. So it shows the flesh and false way of this place. Hey, brother, do me a favor. Take your cart further down past them and talk to people that are coming in, because that's what he's doing. So go past them and go down there. And then here comes this guy, brother. Do not talk to him. Stand your ground, brother. That guy's going to follow you. Stand your ground. Stand your ground.
Nicholas.
Yeah, he's going to follow him. He's going to get into all kinds of trouble. Let me get a video of this. Revelation 20 says, you'll be added to the Lamb's Book of Life. A man will be judged by his works. James 2 says, show me your works, I'll show you my faith. I've seen the works of this church, a lying hireling pastor. I've seen the works of this church. The testing will prove it. Feminization, worldliness, false doctrines, false gospels, following evangelical false ways. Oh, the testing is going to look so bad with audio and video. The Bible says, let everything be established by two or three witnesses. And the witnesses are that King's Cross Church is a false, corrupt system of man. Evangelicalism is a false system of man. You cannot find eternal life living, following false man-made religion. You cannot find eternal life keeping the ways of man. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. King's Cross Church does not live by the word of God. They live by corrupt, twisted, evangelical, false doctrines. And so we love our neighbor enough to just tell you the truth. Seek after the biblical Savior, not the Sunday church systems. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit of the American church system. The fruit of the American church system has been shown in the culture for 250 years. 250 years, American churchianity has been deceiving people. And look at America, Sodom 2, full of sin, pride, vanity. Look at the pride and vanity I see here. Proverbs 6:17. God looks at your pride and your vanity as an abomination. You're doing a candlelight service. Did you know that's a pagan practice?